As the rest of the world celebrated the impending new year, lighting fireworks and popping champagne corks to ring in 1988, I clutched my legs tightly against my chest. I was sitting on the roof of my family's car in my hometown of Kalua, Oahu, watching the floodwaters rise higher and higher. Just 5 years old at the time, I had done what little I could to secure those things I loved, which didn't include much more than putting my pet mice in their cage on top of our refrigerator so they wouldn't drown. It felt like a race against time as my family's living room was submerged, our rattan furniture bobbing like rotten apples in the murky brown water. Huddled together with my family shivering in the dark, I plugged my ears in a futile attempt to block out a cacophony of car alarms wailing as their wires short-circuited. Scariest of all was the look of palpable panic that registered on my parents' faces as we anxiously awaited the arrival of the boat that would rescue us. It wasn't until many years later, when I started working with a trauma therapist as an adult, that I understood the significance of the flood and the impact it had on my life, my patterns, and my relationships. When I was only 5 years old, the flood taught me that I wasn't safe in my own home. This sense of impending danger would be reinforced one night a few years later, when I watched in horror as an intruder's shadowy hand reached through my window. It was drilled into me yet again a few years after that, when I awoke to a strange man standing over me, watching me as I slept. My personal experience of danger was compounded by exposure to secondhand trauma everywhere I turned. Thankfully, violence was not a part of my direct experience with my mother and father as a child, but it existed on the periphery of my family tree. At a very young age, I became aware of the horrifying number of ways in which the world wasn't safe for the people I loved. I didn't have to look far to see the devastating effects of domestic violence, molestation, addiction, and mental health conditions. Scared animals return home, regardless of whether home is safe or frightening, writes leading trauma researcher Bessel van der Kolk. One of the more perplexing hallmarks of trauma is that it leads people back into abusive households and dangerous situations, despite the inevitable harm that awaits. Feeling safe was foreign to me. So I, like so many other traumatized people, unconsciously reached for what was familiar. In my adult life, this manifested as choosing abusive men as my partners. Not surprisingly, my home was never safe. My life consisted of one volatile situation after another that often erupted into violence with little warning. Unresolved trauma can manifest itself in a variety of physical, mental, and emotional ways, and often the symptoms show up years later. My symptoms as a child included hyperarousal, increased heart rate, sweaty palms, racing thoughts, nightmares, and hypervigilance. I was also excessively shy and had a difficult time expressing my emotions. In adulthood, after I accumulated even more notches on my trauma belt, these symptoms manifested as debilitating panic attacks, severe anxiety, agoraphobia, abrupt mood swings, crying uncontrollably, anger and rage, followed by feelings of deep shame and low self-worth, fatigue, and mild depression. I never connected my volatile mood swings, chronic fatigue, digestive issues, anxiety, or depressive thoughts with any of my past trauma. Like many people who have experienced trauma, I had little awareness of the insidious ways that trauma was impacting my health and well-being. Instead, I internalized everything and blamed myself for being a colossal train wreck of a human being. The truth about trauma is that we've all experienced it. No one is spared. And while it may have only minor effects on some, it can have a devastating impact on others. The first step in reclaiming our lives is recognizing that we are wounded.